What is your body count?
5.
What are the chances of me making that 6 tonight?
0.
Right. It's always the female friend hating. Can you imagine how much jealousy that was boiling up in the friend when the guy was spinning her around and giving her all this attention and then saying, hey, can I hit tonight, basically? She couldn't hold in her rage of jealousy. So she came in and hated. Talking about 0, it's a 0% chance. This is why I don't deal with females' friends. If I'm dealing with a female, I don't tolerate her friends. I'll meet them once. If they say one slick thing, I'm never talking to them again. I won't meet them again. I won't breathe the same air as them.
0.
Hey, let her talk.
I don't know.
You don't know? We can find out, though.
She's blushing. Chances are good.
Wait, I got...
Shout out to the friend on the left who wasn't hating. You know what I mean? She wasn't throwing shade. She's like, hey, you got a chance. She was blushing. Shout out to cool friends like that.
I got lip gloss on you.
Oh, you fine. Let me get your number.
Okay. Violation.
So let's read this. It says, I'm about to get me a white girl and be stress-free. No. All these bitches bringing drama and stress. Even the ones you think that come from a traditional, you know, culture. She's still bringing some level of stress and drama and crazy. But I will admit, on average, any other culture outside of the black community, you're probably going to get a little bit less stress. It's like the better of two evils. But yeah, you sadly mistaken if you think it's all rainbows and butterflies over on that white side.
Did you do any of the stuff I needed you to do today?
Bro, I'm still on screen.
Let's break down that last clip. I think it's very childish and immature that he did the whole, look, you got something in your shirt, and then flipped her hat off. That was little kid shit. It was very annoying. We could pretty much all agree with that. But it says a lot about modern times that that little 5 foot, 60 pound girl thought that she could actually beat that dude. Like she ran up on him and threw her hands up like, hey, I'll beat your ass. Like, no, you won't. But in her mind, that could have been a reality. Because she know 9 times out of 10, a dude ain't going to hit a girl.
What happens to a lot of guys is they get into relationships where they are high value, they're strong, they're in a good position, but they become weak, death by 1,000 paper cuts, to the woman in the relationship. She becomes the masculine one. All of a sudden, the man's not attractive to anymore. She leaves him, and then the guy feels cheated because he's like, fuck, she said she wanted me to talk to her more. She said she wanted me to be emotional, tell her these problems, spend more time with her. But then when you do that, you become a woman.
Yeah, don't ever change. When you get in a relationship, remain that same guy you were when she fell for you. But don't ever get to the point where she's dictating the relationship. You're doing everything you could do to meet her needs. Look, you know what a woman needs. She needs to be taken care of and led and, you know, looked out for overall, for her well-being. But other than that, just be your same old masculine self. That's what'll keep her acting right. Not turning into her lap dog.
Women don't want to date women unless they're lesbians. Shout out to all the lesbian queens listening.
Okay, this is going to be a hot take. My entire adult life, people have asked me what my type is. And normally, I just tell them I don't have one. But recently, I really sat down and thought about it. While all the men that I've ever been interested in rarely share the same physical features, they all do have one thing in common. They're all medium ugly. Like, I love to look at fine-ass men. There's some beautiful men on this planet. And I don't want them. I want a medium ugly man with a goofy little personality. That's pretty much it.
After you've been pumped and dumped by 56 gorgeous men, then they change their philosophy. Like, okay, what if I date this type of guy or that type of guy? What if I date an ugly guy or this or that? Look, cute girls who have trouble dating are terrible people. I'm just going to flat out say it. If you're cute and you actually a good person, you're not on the market still. Period.
Should I read more into him not coming to the emergency room with me? We've been together 2 years and he doesn't have any kind of hospital-related phobias or anything. This weekend I've been going through agonizing abdominal pain, getting really bad chills, and throwing up. I asked him if maybe I should go to the ER, and he said there was no point, I just ate too much. Which I didn't want the food he bought, so I ate a bit, and then threw everything up. I finally asked my mom yesterday what she thought, and she phoned me to yell at me to get him to take me to the ER. He didn't want to leave his computer game, so I drove myself to the less equipped but closer hospital. I was in there for 5 hours, having bloods done and being poked and prodded, being in a lot of pain, and finally told I could go, but I had to come back the next day for an ultrasound to verify it is my gallbladder causing the problem. 5.5 hours after leaving, he finally calls, but Omlinton asked me to pick up dinner on my way home.
Yeah, this guy seemed like a dick. Now, I've been in situations where, you know, somebody thinks something wrong with him and I'm like, oh, it's nothing, and get back to what I'm doing. But in this situation, if she puking and got chills and she feeling really fucked up, and you just say, oh, it's nothing, so you can keep playing your game, and, you know, your girl might be dying next to you, but you don't care because you got to beat the high score, yeah, that's some bullshit. You know, I know this is a man's channel, but yeah, that's some bullshit. So I would say he's coming off as the asshole right now, especially since when he called, he didn't check on you, see if you was okay. He just like, hey, make sure you bring some food home. But see, these are the type of men that get the most loyalty from women. Keep that in mind. You got to keep that in mind, too, in this story. She wouldn't be making a Reddit post if a nice guy, you know, did something super sweet. She wouldn't be asking, should I be loyal to this guy because he did something really super sweet? No, she would never make a Reddit post about a nice guy. She wouldn't be with him long enough to make a Reddit post about a nice guy. This is the type of treatment that, for some reason, keep women intrigued. But if we just talking about human decency, yeah, he wrong, but you know he wrong. But you trying to get Reddit to justify the fact that you're going to stay with him. But you already got your mind made up probably that you're going to stay with him, because women love bad boys that don't take him to the ER and don't ask him how the ER trip went and just bring some food home.
Specifically from a place renowned for slow service and long lines, the food is really good, and if you get in before rush, it's fine. But it was now rush period, and I felt sick at the thought of their food. I got myself a loaf of bread. He still didn't ask how the hospital went, just asked why I was grumpy and moody, and why I wasn't eating the same food as him. I now get to drive myself back to hospital for the ultrasound, and depending on how that goes, I may be staying for surgery. He's treating me like my being ill is just an inconvenience to his lifestyle. He did this when I busted my knee mountain biking too. Three random strangers cared more about my well-being than my boyfriend. He didn't want...
Okay, so why are you still with him? That's the thing, like, no, he's not a decent human being. He don't give a fuck about your well-being, and you know that. So why are you still with him? Because women love bad boys. You know damn well this dude don't give a shit about you. But that's what you love about him. So you're sick and he's sick.
To miss his opportunity to hit the trails one last time before they shut for winter, and basically said he'd drive me to the hospital when we got home 2 days later. I guess I didn't want to ruin his weekend too. I didn't push it, but apparently I still ruined his weekend because he had to hit the trails with strangers instead, and I was just mopey and sulky. I've never left him to fend for himself in hospital, but maybe I'm just different like that. I dunno, I feel hurt that he doesn't seem to care. But maybe this is normal? Maybe I'm expecting too much?
She knows it's not normal, and she knows she's not expecting too much. But better to deal with this than settle for some icky nice guy, right? Look, lady, you know what to do. I'm out of here.